Hey everyone, welcome back to the Just Go With It podcast. And if you are new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I am a lifestyle content creator, YouTuber, and the host of this podcast where we talk about all things lifestyle, wellness, self-care, self-improvement, and everything every woman in her 20s and 30s needs to know. So in today's episode, I want to talk about navigating big life transitions, navigating change, and how to embrace new beginnings. I've done a similar episode on this topic already, but I have some new tips that I want to share and a fresher perspective as well. And I know that so many of you will relate to today's episode because based on my last episode, I was sharing how I was struggling with a lot of the transitions and changes that were happening in my life and dealing with imposter syndrome and just struggling to embrace this new season that I find myself in. So many of you guys DM'd me after that episode saying that you related to what I was saying in one way or another. And that's what I love about the podcast. Even if our circumstances are slightly different, I feel like a lot of the conversations that we have on here can be applied in so many people's lives in so many ways. And so many of you reached out to me saying that you were dealing with the same feelings just in a different way in your life. So it's always comforting to know that you aren't the only one who's going through something. And I wanted to share that on here in case anyone else listened to last week's episode and you also are dealing with something, struggling in one way or another. Just know there are so many other people other than myself that are also going through something similar in their own lives, and you are not alone. And it's totally normal to have these moments. And in today's episode, I kind of wanted to piggyback off of what I was sharing in my last episode. I've been doing a lot of work in order to help me manage my anxiety that I've been feeling lately and just embrace the changes that are happening and just feel more grounded in this new season of my life. This episode is for anyone who is currently or will be navigating some big life change in their life, a transitional season, or you're just wanting to embrace a new beginning. So whether you are someone who just graduated from college and now you're navigating life after college, or maybe you were let go from your job and you're wondering what to do next, or maybe you just started your dream job and now you're dealing with imposter syndrome, or maybe you're taking a leap and moving to a new city to start your life over, maybe you just ended a relationship and now you're single for the first time in a long time. Basically, this episode is for anyone who is currently saying goodbye to one chapter and saying hello to a new one. So I really hope that you enjoy today's episode. Without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway, because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
So these are just some reminders that I've had to tell myself as I navigate this big life transition and learn to embrace this new beginning with all of its challenges and ups and downs. And I hope you find them as helpful as they've been for me. But I will say, in comparison to last week, I feel 10 times better. I feel more like myself. I feel more grounded. I feel more excited to start the day each day. And it's because of these few reminders that I've given myself. And the first reminder that has really helped me as I navigate this new season of my life has been to give myself as much grace as possible during this transitional time in my life. Grace is so important during transitional seasons in our lives because these transitional moments tend to be really chaotic and unstable and messy. And there's a lot happening during times like this. And it's so important to remember to give yourself grace and to stay grounded. For me, grounding myself, especially during transitional periods, is so essential in helping me manage my anxiety, my stress, my worry. If you listened to my last episode, you could probably tell that my first week at my new job, I was not grounded at all. And because of that, I was so anxious, overwhelmed. I felt off of my routine. I couldn't concentrate on my tasks. I was dealing with imposter syndrome. Like, the first week was a little messy, and it has to do with the fact that I did not ground myself properly and I was struggling because of that. So some ways that I'm currently grounding myself stepping into this new week has been: one, not using my phone first thing in the morning and not scrolling doing as much. I was telling you guys last week how, because of my anxiety and I've been waking up feeling anxious, I've been using my phone as a distraction and I've been spending way too much time on social media just scrolling just to avoid feeling the feelings that I've been dealing with. And that also has a negative impact because as soon as I put my phone down, those feelings that I've been avoiding are still there and I still have to deal with them. So I took a little time off social media last week, and also I have not been using my phone in the morning these last few days, and that alone has made the biggest difference in being able to manage my emotions and my anxiety. And I've also been doing some box breathing first thing in the morning as soon as I wake up, and this also helps me to ease my worry, my anxious thoughts that I might have that day. Box breathing is pretty much just inhaling for like four, holding your breath for four, and then releasing for and four counts. I know some people do it like a little differently, but I like to do 4-4-4 basically. And I do a few rounds of this type of box breathing and I just feel more calm, more centered, especially if I wake up that morning and I already just have these anxious thoughts. And also my dreams have been very heavy and like anxiety inducing, which has caused me to wake up with anxiety as well. So this practice has helped me so much in just being able to get a hold of those thoughts first thing in the morning and avoiding my phone as well. I've also been doing a lot more journaling these last few days. I noticed that I tend to have a lot more thoughts that consume me when I'm anxious. I jump to worst case scenario with a lot of things. I catastrophize things that are not that big of a deal and I make them worse than what they are. So I have been leaning heavily on my journaling practice to help me make sense of my thoughts and to clear my mind and also ease my anxiety some more and to help me shift into a more positive mindset as well. Another thing that I've been doing to help ground myself has been movement. Right now, I have a lot of energy within me, and movement is a form of releasing energy. So whether that's going on my morning walk or doing a Pilates class or working out here at my gym, just moving my body in some way. And for me, moving my body first thing in the morning has been helpful in just being able to start my day on a more positive note. Another thing that I've been doing to help me ease my mind and relax and unwind at the end of the day has been taking some ashwagandha at night. And ashwagandha is to help you relieve stress and unwind. And I'm not a medical professional. I'm not a doctor. I'm not saying you should take it. Whatever supplements or things that you take, always discuss it with your primary care doctor first and foremost. But I've been taking ashwagandha every night with my Sleepy Girl mocktail, and this has helped me tremendously with getting a better night's sleep and being able to stay asleep and not having as many anxious inducing dreams as well. The first few nights from last week, I got terrible sleep. I could not fall asleep because I had so many thoughts just racing in my mind, and I also could not stay asleep, and then I would wake up the next morning and I would feel so tired and the cycle would just repeat itself. So taking some ashwagandha every night has been so helpful, and I've had this in my wellness drawer for a while, but I haven't really felt the need to use it until recently. So it's not something that I take like every night, but during this time it's definitely something that I find useful, but it's not something that's in my evening routine every single night. Just wanted to emphasize that. But another thing that's helped me stay grounded during this time is making sure I have a clean and organized space, because less clutter equals less stress, at least for me. When my space is disorganized and messy, I cannot concentrate, I cannot focus, I cannot get things done. Add that on top of already feeling anxious and overwhelmed, the space is just going to amplify that. So I've been more intentional about making sure my space is organized, my desk is clear, and I have everything that I need ready to go so that I don't feel overwhelmed and I can just get my day started. Speaking of getting my day started, another thing that I've been doing is having less on my to-do list and prioritizing what's most important right now. I think part of giving yourself grace is meeting yourself where you're at and being honest with how much you can handle and what you need to delegate or say no to. When I'm going through a more difficult season, I try to set really low expectations of myself because I know that life isn't normal right now. I'm not really functioning at my best self. There's a lot of moving parts. There's things I need to figure out. So to avoid any added and unnecessary stress, I set my to-do list, my goals, to be very reasonable and manageable. And I think last week that was a big reason why I was feeling so stressed and overwhelmed, because when I first planned my week, I was not thinking that I was going to be struggling. I thought that I would just start this week like I normally do and be able to transition into my new job easily and not really have to worry about anything, but I was completely wrong. I severely overestimated myself and how much I could handle, and I had a major to-do list for that week, and that is definitely what caused me to feel even more overwhelmed. So midway through the week, I kind of had to scale back on my to-do list and rearrange some things and prioritize the things that I had to get done. And that was very helpful. So that's just a reminder on giving yourself grace, is meeting yourself where you're at, being reasonable with what you can handle, being able to say no to things, being able to prioritize properly is doing yourself the biggest favor. If all you can give right now is 30%, 50%, then that is good enough. My next reminder to myself has been to change my internal narrative. There is so much power in the tongue, and the words that we speak to ourselves and over our lives hold so much weight and so much value. And I think we know this. And for me, there are very obvious statements that I tell myself, like, I know to tell myself I'm worthy, I'm deserving, everything is always working out for me. And when it comes to those type of generalized and obvious statements, it's easy for me to speak those things over my life, because why would I ever speak to myself in a way that's, I'm not worthy, I'm not deserving, nothing ever works out in my favor? Like, I know better than that, so I do better than that. But where I struggle with when it comes to our internal narrative is how I speak about myself when I'm just living my day-to-day normal life and I'm not really thinking about what I'm saying. So for example, all last week I kept repeating to myself, oh my gosh, I'm so anxious, or I don't know what I'm doing, I don't have time for anything, I'm so stressed out, I'm so overwhelmed. And I kept constantly telling myself these things. And granted, these things were very true and it's totally valid and my emotions are valid, and yes, let's honor our feelings. This isn't like a toxic positivity tip where I'm saying to gaslight yourself into feeling something differently. Like, if you're feeling anxious, if you're feeling upset, honor those feelings. But something that I had to remind myself is, if I continue to say these things, they will continue to be my truth and they will continue to be my reality and my experiences. And so what I've begun to do is change my internal narrative. So I've went from saying I'm so anxious to, this is a really exciting time right now. I went from saying I don't know what I'm doing to, I'm slowly but surely figuring it out. And I went from saying I don't know if I'm capable of this to, I have all of the skills and abilities and resources to thrive in this new role. And just finding ways to shift my narrative to a more self-serving and positive one. And like I said, it's so much easier to identify those really obvious internal narratives that we might have when it comes to like ourselves and, you know, how we speak about ourselves. But it's important to look at the other things that we tell ourselves constantly as well, because that is also shaping our realities. And some examples of things that we might tell ourselves that we don't realize are also impacting our experiences and our reality is, and these are like common things that I've noticed from myself and just people around me. So saying things like, oh, I feel so stuck in life right now, or I feel so lost, or the job market sucks right now and finding a job is impossible, or I can never find a good, healthy relationship. Dating is hard. And I just want to say that these things may very well be true and they're totally valid. But I also want to challenge you to think about the fact that there is also someone else right now who is living a completely different reality. There is someone right now who is having the best time of their life, who is thriving, who's never been happier, who feels fulfilled, who feels like everything is always working out for them, who is constantly receiving blessings. And I think it's very important to be mindful of the stories that we are constantly telling ourselves. So I challenge you to take a look at what are the narratives that you have in your mind currently. And I want you to think about everything, not just about yourself, but when it comes to every area of your life and what is the narrative around it. And if it's something that's a little bit more on the negative side, how can we flip it into something that's more self-serving or just a little bit more positive?
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle. With ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
A question that I've asked myself recently that has really helped me to navigate the season much better has been asking myself, who am I being called to show up as in this new season? So something that I like to do is view my life as a TV series. And you know how sometimes characters go through different character developments and phases, both good and bad. And, you know, every season kind of has like a theme to it. That's pretty much how I like to look at my life. And as I navigate new seasons in my life, I try to get clear on what the theme of the season is. So I'll ask myself, like, what is my character's storyline for this specific season? What era is she in right now? Who is she in this season? What is she currently struggling with? What characteristics does she need to embrace in order to thrive in this specific season? So I'll obviously use myself as an example to kind of give more context. So for what my character storyline is this season, what era I am in, I would say that based on what's happening in my life and all the things that I have going on, I'm currently in my busy, productive girl era who is still trying to live a very balanced lifestyle. I definitely have a lot more responsibilities on my plate and I'm balancing a lot more, like my content creation, my day job, my wellness, my social life. And right now I have a lot less free time and it's definitely an era of being booked and busy. And some things that I'm currently struggling with in this season is finding a new routine for myself, a new balance. I'm also dealing with imposter syndrome, overwhelm, and also just having less time for myself and needing to manage my time better. And as far as what characteristics do I need to embrace this season and who I need to become in this new season in order to thrive, I feel like some things that I need to work on are learning how to manage my time better. I need to work on my confidence. I need to have more discipline and structure in my life and with myself. And I also need to be more intentional with how I'm spending my time and making sure that because I have such limited time now, that everything that I'm doing is in alignment to my goals and everything that I'm working towards. So another example could be maybe for you, let's say you're currently in a season where you're going through a really hard breakup. So maybe the era that you're in is your healing girl era, who is trying to find her self-love and her confidence and learn to love being alone. Maybe some things that you're needing to focus on in this chapter is getting to know and love yourself, maybe solo dating, focusing on yourself, your goals, your life. Maybe you're currently struggling with some codependency issues or low self-esteem, and you just need to learn to embrace loving being on your own, learning to have standards, and maybe learning from your past relationship. Whatever season you find yourself in, definitely take some time to like ask yourself these questions and get clear on what is this era that you're in. What are you struggling with? What do you need to learn? What do you need to embrace? Who do you need to be in order to thrive in this era and get the most out of the season that you are in, because whatever you're going through right now, whatever season you're in it for a reason. There is a reason why you're experiencing the things that you are, going through the things that you are, whether they're more challenging or whether it's, you know, something exciting. There is something that you need to learn, grow from, experience from what all the things that you're going through in this current season. And another reminder that I've given myself is a very obvious one, but I needed to be reminded of this, is to simply focus on what I can control. I feel like life can feel especially overwhelming when there's so much going on around us. And I think for me, the sooner that I accept that I can only focus on what I can control, the less stress I feel. And when I reminded myself to only focus on what I can control, I immediately felt this shift in myself, and like I was refocusing back on what I can control, which right now it's, you know, my habits, my routines, my mindset, working out, eating right, you know, doing things that I can do to make me feel my best. But everything else, it's outside of my control. So why waste time worrying, stressing, overthinking, feeding into it when there's literally nothing I can do about it? I'm only hurting myself at that point. So I've really been working on refocusing my energy and my attention onto what I can control. And that leads me to my next thing that I've been working on, which is adjusting to my new norm and finding a new routine and a new schedule that works for me in this new season. So aside from the imposter syndrome that have been dealing with, I think the biggest challenge for me has been adjusting to this new normal and finding a routine that works for me that allows me to balance everything in my life, like my job, creating content, working out, wellness, time with friends, and all the other things that are important to me. And I've had to remind myself that adjusting to this new lifestyle is going to be just that, an adjustment, and it's going to take time to figure out what works for me, what doesn't, what changes I need to make. And when you're adjusting to a new lifestyle, a new routine for whatever reason, maybe you just graduated from school and now you have all this free time, or maybe you just started your first big girl job and you have no time, or maybe you were just let go from a job and now you don't know what to do with yourself, or you just ended a relationship and now you don't know what to do with the time that you would normally have spent with that person. So you might feel a little out of balance and lost and like you don't know what you're doing with yourself. But I have a process that I've been working on in order to find a new routine, a new norm that works for me in this new season of my life. And I'm definitely still refining it as I kind of navigate more into this season. But basically, my process has been, first and foremost, a very obvious thing, but taking a look at everything that I have going on in my life currently. So figuring out what are my priorities right now? What are all the things that I currently need to balance in my day-to-day life? Do I have more free time, less free time? And depending on that, you might have a list from highest priorities to least of a priorities, just to help you organize your day and your schedule. So for me, my top and highest priority is always myself, from my daily habits and my routines, and making sure that every single day I'm doing the things that I know make me feel my best and help me to be my best. So that's always at the top of my list. And the second thing is, of course, balancing my day job along with my content creation job and everything that I have to do for that. And then, of course, spending time with my friends, my family, my loved ones, things like that. So based on figuring out what my priorities are and all the things that I have going on, I'm now trying to figure out my exact schedule that will allow me to fit these things in for the most part. And I know each week might be a little different, especially considering the fact that I don't have a set schedule or like set hours that I need to be working. So that still is very flexible and up in the air. I actually think it would be easier if I did have a set schedule, because I would be able to work my schedule around my set hours if I had that, but I don't. So it makes it a little bit more tricky, but I do have a rough outline of how I want my day to go. And one thing that I have been needing to change is when I start my day in order to have time for all the things that are important to me. And this has been the biggest lifestyle change that I'm currently making. For the last 3 years, I have played around with different routines, from waking up at 5 a.m. to just naturally allowing myself to wake up. But now, because things are a little bit different and I have other obligations, I have to shift a few things around. And one of those things is when I wake up. So I've been playing around with different times. And I think right now what's working for me is, unfortunately, but fortunately, going back to being a 5 a.m. girly. We had a whole conversation about this at the beginning of the year. I was saying how I'm going to be back in the 5 a.m. club. And then a few weeks later, I said, actually, never mind. I don't want to be a 5 a.m. girly anymore. And I don't have to be one, because at the time I was in charge of my schedule and I was only working for myself. So I really didn't have any other obligations. But now that I have to now balance my content creation job with my day job, now it's looking like I unfortunately have to be a 5 a.m. girly once again in order to be able to do my morning routine, go on my walk, have breakfast, get ready for the day, and feel ready to take on my day. And I'm not completely mad about it. I feel like I need the discipline and I need the structure right now. But that has been a huge lifestyle change for me recently. But again, I'm not mad about it. And I am slowly trying to figure out other parts of my schedule. I think just taking one thing at a time and figuring out one thing at a time, it has been so helpful. So now that I have kind of like my morning routine down and when I'm going to wake up and all that, now I can slowly focus on the next thing, which for me, that's going to be like when I can get my workouts in for the week and things like that. So yeah, just adjusting to a new norm and figuring out a routine and schedule has been so helpful, because let me tell you, last week I had no type of routine and schedule, and that was enough for me to say, absolutely not, I will not do this again. I am just the type of person where I need a set routine, some type of schedule in order to keep me sane. And so we're not doing that again, okay? And to end off this episode, I guess my last and final reminder to you is, change is happening for you, not to you. Whatever transitional season you find yourself in, whether it's one that was expected or unexpected, something you wanted to happen or did not want to happen, one reminder to keep in mind is things are always happening for us, especially the moments where it feels like everything is falling apart. Sometimes things need to fall apart. Sometimes things need to be removed from our lives. Sometimes we need to be stopped on our tracks so that things can realign and shift and we can make way for what's to come and for something that is more aligned for us. And I know, just based on conversations that I've had with some of you guys, I know some of you are going through a really, really challenging time right now. For those of you who have reached out and have told me some of the things that you're going through, like, I just want you to know that you are so supported, that you are so seen. And I know right now life feels like it's working against you and you might not understand why certain things happened and you're struggling, and I've been there and I know exactly how it feels when you are in the midst of a very challenging time. And I'm not saying that you're not allowed to feel confused, stuck, hurt, unhappy. By all means, take the time that you need to process whatever you're going through, whatever you're experiencing. But I just want you to know that you might not see it right now, but I promise you, in a few weeks, in a few months, maybe even in a few years, you will look back at this time right now and you will understand why you had to go through what it is that you're going through right now. It will make so much sense to you. You will see why certain things had to happen the way that they did in order to take you where you're meant to go. But regardless of that, I just want you to know that you're not alone and I'm with you. And if you ever want to chat about anything, always feel free to DM me. Like, if anybody knows, I know. And I just I am holding so much space for so many of you who are currently going through an uncomfortable, challenging time in their life. Change can be exciting and beautiful and wonderful, but I know that it can also be extremely scary and uncomfortable and nerve-wracking. And I'm here to support and I'm here to celebrate you wherever you find yourself on the spectrum right now. But anyways, my loves, that is all I have to say for today's episode. These are the reminders, again, that have helped me really embrace the changes that are currently happening in my life. I hope that you found this episode helpful in some way, and I hope you have an amazing week. As always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.